This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, 877-881-1053. If you want to get involved, the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Couple of things to get to here. I want to talk about the Rangers. I want to talk about the baseball draft coming up. But also, do you want a fraud update?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so I can't remember the place. Do you guys remember what was the place they were trying to buy clothes at yesterday?
Fashion Nova.
Fashion Nova. So they tried to make another $600 Fashion Nova purchase, and then they tried to make an $800 plus Fashion Nova purchase, and those were declined because by this time we had talked to the company and everything like that. And so, Alec, I think I told you this. Corey, you know, because you were there. They changed my information on the credit card and put name, phone number, and address in there to get the stuff sent to them. So, as a reasonable person might do, or maybe I have problems, I called the phone number. They didn't answer yesterday before the show. So I immediately called it again and left a voicemail. And I was like, hey, I just want to let you know you're in the midst of credit card frauding me. And so I saw it. And also, I don't think that you should put your actual name and email and phone number and address in there because we're going to turn that over to the police. So really feel like you made an error there.
Wow.
So I made that call at 9.
Running them down.
I made that call at 9:35 a.m. yesterday. Left the voicemail. Got a text yesterday at 2:37 p.m. from that phone number. No, please, I don't know anything about that. So, wanted to get y'all's quick thoughts. I mean, I kind of know y'all's thoughts. Y'all's quick thoughts because we have another person who's been involved with the show for the last couple months or so, and she goes, that is the sorriest excuse I've ever heard.
Really?
So she did not believe it. Do you guys think that this 937 phone number is unfortunately caught in the technological crossfire of somebody who does this all the time and bounces and all this? Or do you think they got busted and thought, this person won't care?
Man, this is two separate things. One, I do think that it's absolutely possible their phone number got attached to, somebody's going, all right, let's grab this salad and throw it together and steal some money from somebody.
Right.
I've seen that happen.
Sure.
Just like it could be a different address than the number, you know, all those things. But it would be pretty easy to just be like, I'm sorry, I don't know anything about that. Have a great day.
Yeah.
And then move on about your business. But I think more than likely, whoever the scammer is, has the ability to bounce things off of other ones. Now I got to go check my credit cards now.
Do you think, Alec, I should text or call them back? Because I almost texted them last night and I was like, that might not be the best idea. And be like, yeah, I think that you do. And also, I did a reverse lookup on your phone number, and so now I know your name and stuff as well. Which, by the way, I did get their name, and it was attached to a phone number right near Columbus, Ohio, where they put their fraud address. And so I kind of want to respond and be like, I think that you do, and I'm not going to let this go.
I'm torn because it's a 50-50 coin flip that Corey has a point that some of these people are wickedly smart whenever they hack people's stuff and steal identities because maybe they went and found a house that's for sale or something.
Yeah.
And tagged that as the address. And they said, okay, let's look at like the city phone book and find somebody that lives in that same neighborhood. So it's even more believable and put their phone number in there, you know? So they could be. Or they could be incredibly stupid and said, I'm buying all these clothes. It's going to get delivered to me and it's going to be great.
Spent $2,000 on Fashion Nova or attempted to.
And that's why I think that you might be right, because they spent so much money. They're not trying to be covert about it at all, that they might have just said, I need some clothes. I'm going to take this credit card number I found online or I bought from somebody and boom, I'm going to buy a bunch of clothes. I'm going to have a new wardrobe and I'm going to be the coolest kid in school. It could be either one. I'd lean towards they got caught in the crossfire.
Okay.
That would be my guess, but I have no clue. This is your situation. You're at liberty to really do whatever you want about it.
And if I said 2:37 a.m., I apologize. It was 2:37 p.m. So they like texted me because somebody goes, 2:37 a.m.? Oh, that person definitely did. And so I like this. Fraud sucks, but they said it's kind of fun listening to you talk about it.
Yeah.
And then the other avenue, if I really wanted to go scorched earth and be like, well, if you don't want the cops to deal with it, I also have a radio show and I will
find you and hunt you down.
And I will just distribute your information on air. So hope you said it was that to worth him? It. No, I'm saying like those are the thoughts that cross through my mind. But Corey, you've known me for a long time. I have thoughts that immediately go to like
murder,
the worst, darkest place. And then I just need a minute to just say those thoughts or think them and then calm down to a more reasonable point of view.
From the 214 saying, no, please prove your guilt, dummy. So that's obviously guilty right there.
The police are on their way, mofos.
Somebody says, let the cops figure it out. I have experienced some stuff like this, Kevin, where the credit card company's done their part.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make you feel like it. They don't give you the information and say, all right, now go to their door and knock on it. You know, like they just give you the, hey, we've resolved this.
Yeah.
And that doesn't feel like it's good enough. You know, revenge.
I'm with you.
You want revenge.
You want
some toes, you know,
I am
kneecaps. People sleeping with some fishies.
I don't know if I need it to go that far. I'm with Kevin. Text him back. Dox him, Kevin. You know, and that's the tough thing about it, though, is because, like, if you go all the way back to 2016, we had our situation with the bike people.
Yeah.
Somebody tried to dox me, and they gave the wrong address. Like, first of all, don't dox somebody. But also, they gave the wrong address, which means some poor person who had literally nothing to do with any of this might have been getting harassed. And that, to y'all's point, is the thing that I'm worried about. Is I don't want to drag somebody in who is just the victim of, you know, they ping their number or address off of me or whatever. By the way, people saying call them live on air.
You can't do that.
Yeah, the other person has to know that they're going to be on the radio.
Yeah, if the people do surprise calls, those are kind of, we've informed them.
Yes.
That there will be a call. Yes. So you're going to be on air. I do like this. Let God decide who's guilty. You just arranged the meeting. So yeah, Kevin, you're basically.
Doesn't that mean that you
just don't get caught?
Okay. I don't know if it needs to go that far.
All right.
In the meantime, you know what?
You need to make an example of this person.
Okay,
though, Kevin.
I'll tell you what. Here's my professional.
No, don't ever mess with the Haglands.
Here's my professional attempt at a transition. What I want to do to this person is pretty much what the Rangers did to the Angels last night.
Go ahead and
give me cut number two if you can, because this was just part of the offensive onslaught against the Rangers. Angels.
The 1-1. And that ball hit high into the air down the left field line. Ward with a long run into the corner. It drops fair and hops up into the seats. Ward couldn't get there. He had a long run. It's an automatic double for Evan Carter. It plates two, and it's now 4-1 Texas.
I feel like we have had this conversation a couple of different times, and maybe we'll talk with Bochy about it as well at 12:30, is you see some of these offensive outbursts from the Rangers, and you're like, man, I really wish we could peel off 3, 4, whatever runs and use it another day.
This though, Kev, yes. And you know that's not a real thing.
Yes.
We've explained this.
For sure.
You and I have had this discussion many times. I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Not the way it works. But look at when this offensive explosion happened for the Rangers last night. Fifth inning, fourth inning. You have 9 runs in those 2 innings right there. Go back when the Rangers have been good offenses. And granted, since June, they've been a good offense. Better than we saw before. You've seen signs of life since June. But usually the big time wins in 23 were late fourth, fifth, sixth innings, second cycle, third cycle of the pitcher, and the Rangers had figured something out.
Yeah.
And then they just piled it on. They had a big 5-run inning. And that's where the Rangers were at their best whenever they'd finally figured they you remember that team? They just plot and plot, and you're like, is anything going to happen? Man, hopefully Evaldi can hold on to this thing. And then the Rangers are like, don't worry, we got 6 runs for you coming up.
Right.
And maybe it's going to be a home run from Seager. Maybe it's going to be a double. And then Jonah Heim's going to drive somebody in. But that's like last night. That's the sign of life I need. But that's the sign of life that this team's been giving me all season. And then tomorrow, they're going to go back to being a one-run team.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. But it's not because there's just only so many runs in a season for you. It's just that this team has a weird up and down vibe. But last night, that's the team. That's the way that this thing is we're going to get to this pitcher eventually. And once we do, we're destroying their bullpen. And that's where this team's going to make it if they finally can get this thing rolling.
Now, we've got the draft coming up on Sunday. So Sunday and Monday, I know we've been talking about that, but I wanted to throw out a couple of names, and I wanted to start with JoJo Parker. So JoJo Parker is a high school player from Mississippi, and Keith Law had mentioned JoJo Parker in a mock draft. And one of the things that Keith said was, I've heard that if JoJo Parker doesn't get past the Rangers, he doesn't get past the Rangers. So if he's available, be on the lookout for that to be pick number 12 for the Rangers. But there's a few other names I wanted to bring up. Daniel Pierce, who is another high schooler, and Steele Hall, who is another.
I've heard that name a lot.
Okay. So Steele Hall is a high schooler from Alabama. Daniel Pierce is a high schooler from Georgia. And as I just said, JoJo Parker, high schooler from Mississippi. So be on the lookout for a high school player in the like general Southeast area.
You've been really pushing for high school players again. And you're this college players thing isn't working out anymore.
See, and we're actually going to have an opportunity to deep dive into that tomorrow. It's not me necessarily saying that, but there does seem to be the vibe this year as opposed to other years that the Rangers are willing to make maybe a bigger swing if you just think high school prospects are inherently a bigger swing.
I also would say overall, this prospect grouping for this year looks like it has less college players.
Once you get past the very tip top, where I think it might go college, you're right.
It just seems like that where we felt it was really strong for like maybe 10 picks, and it's just changed a little bit this year.
Yeah, because for the longest time, it looked like LaViolette, the kid out of A&M, was potentially going to be a number one pick, if not at least a top 10 pick. And obviously it was a really rough season for him, and I'm sure he'll still go in the first round, but it looks like he has slid. I just wanted to bring that up, is it really looks like, and the buzz really seems to be, that the Rangers are interested in a high school player in the first round of the draft. And one of the things you'll notice about a lot of these is you'll see a lot of shortstops or center fielders.
Yes.
Just because that's
athletes.
Most, yeah, exactly.
Best athlete on the field.
Exactly.
They can pitch. They can do everything. Kevin, is there something valuable in going back over the history? I don't even know. Maybe the last 25 years of the best drafting MLB teams. And finding out what they did, like what was their trends?
Yeah,
did they say we're going strong pitching on everything, and we're going to use that pitching later down the road? We, you know, I want to know what the best ones did, and then presenting that to a team and saying, "Hey, we have this information. you should give us $1 million.
Sure.
And we'll do this next year for you too for another 1.5. We're going to raise by 500,000 every year.
Look, what have we talked about time and again?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Again, where would we want to raid? The Dodgers
and the Braves
and the Braves and the Rays or teams like that. They're scouts and they're talent evaluators. I still think
they have a method. They have a method for something. They're not just throwing stuff against the wall.
And you think about this all the time. All right, so you pay Jacob DeGrom, like give or take, like $40 million a year.
Yep.
Okay. For $40 million, I'm willing to wager I could get all of the best scouts from all of the best teams and take them all to my organization. Now, sure, maybe loyalty or whatever will keep some of them there.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I can get some of the best scout and talent evaluators in all of baseball. It costs nothing on my salary cap, and it has the potential to save you a crap ton of money.
You're just rolling out like the Orioles, and you're just like, hey, well, I know that's not a good example right now, but even still, we were sitting there going, 10 years is a long time with this young group.
Yeah, cheap, talented players right now. And like you could have an entire roster full of Wyatt Langfords and Evan Carters, and you feel pretty good about where you're going as a team and your overall salary cap. Okay. Is like your overall salary is like $40 million. Well, first of all, it can either help you save money, but it can also give you an advantage when it comes to the cap if you want to, or the sort of cap.
And we were giving them a discount. We gave them a discount for just $1 million.
And so I think about that all the time. I don't know why somebody doesn't like literally go all in on trying to poach all of these scouts.
Agreed.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where, oh, by the way, Plano West, Billy McKinney also has agreed to a minor league deal to go back to AAA after he got DFA'd by the Rangers. Coming up next, I feel like it's time we do a little AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus this might be the best piece of audio you've ever heard. Next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We got Bruce Bochy coming up at 12:30. Also in the noon o'clock hour, we'll be giving away tickets to go see 21 Pilots. Also today, you can join the G-Bag Nation for their show live at Shell Shack in Dallas, 2326 North Henderson Avenue. Shell Shack's going to be giving away 40 limited edition Crown Royal Cowboys jerseys to the first Tolos on site.
Are we going to be at a Whataburger next week in Frisco?
I believe that is on Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. So everybody be ready. We'll give you more information as we go along, but Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders are supposed to be there.
Ooh.
You're also supposed to be able to make your own card. Like you, there's a card making machine
there. I think that is super cool.
And we're going to be there, and just there's more to come. Just trust me on that, but you want to take some pictures with the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders or us?
Probably us.
What do you think? 877-881-1053.
Right now, in addition to all of that, it's time for this.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the Pride of Mansfield, Texas. 877-881-1053, the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line. I want you to use that as well as Twitch and YouTube to answer today's question of the day. And then a story that I didn't think was real until I did a little bit more digging and found there was audio of it. Oh. And it is very real. And I think it's going to appease two certain people in this room. Kevin Hagelin and Carter Freeman, I think, are going to be overly excited about this.
Ooh.
We'll get to that here in just a little bit. But the question of the day, gentlemen. There was a lot of weird stuff happening in sports yesterday, and we played one of them. The inside the park home run to walk off a game by Patrick Bailey. Lawrence Butler did the same thing to lead off a game for the Athletics. Lots of feats of strength going on around here. Lots of cool moments. So, what is the sports feat of strength or big moment that you always wanted to have? 877-881-1053 in honor of these inside the park home runs that we never saw that in history on the same day in Major League Baseball. A leadoff inside the park home run and a walk-off inside the park home run. That has never happened on the same day in Major League history before. So what is that feat of strength in a sports game or event that you always wanted to do? Because for me, it was always speed related as a runner. You know, the inside the park home run was always fun for me because one, I was never a power hitter in the small time that I did play baseball. But two, it's just exciting because there's that moment. Usually for me, you can kind of tell with the speedster once they're turning second, you're like, he's going to send it, right?
Yeah.
But you kind of know. With a Lawrence Butler, you kind of know. Mm-hmm. You know, with any of these newer age athletes that are coming in, these younger prospects that are being forced up into the higher levels of baseball, it feels like, okay, they're going to send it because they've just got the guts to do it that the veterans don't. The other one for me, I always wanted to win an Olympic race of some sort just because that final stretch of a 400, the last half, the last 50 meters of a 100. That's some of the most electric sights and sounds you will see in pro sports. It's just everybody on their feet roaring. It's an absolute race for your life because, you know, if you are that younger track athlete, you probably don't have as many endorsements and, you know, you don't have the big Nike deal yet. So if you go out there and you hang with a Justin Gatlin, you're probably going to get some of those phone calls about, hey, some generational money's coming your way. And you just get that moment that's going to live forever. So that's why it's almost intoxicating to me to watch the Olympics because it's like, man, the adrenaline that you get when you realize you're so close to that childhood dream and they just kick it into that extra gear that they didn't know they had. I always wanted to be part of that. And even at the middle school and high school level, I felt that and I still miss that. So that's always something I wanted to do was win an Olympic race and heck, even an Olympic event.
The two outs, 3-2 count, walk-off grand slam.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I've always imagined the launch, right? As a kid, you go through this, you hit the walk-off and you throw the bat. That's fun.
Yeah.
But how do you round the bases? Do you take your time? Do you do a regular, good pace trot? Or do you try to hurry up to get back to home plate to celebrate with your boys? Because, like, they're all waiting for you.
Yeah.
They're all, and you know you're getting hit with water bottles and a helmet and all, like, they're all waiting for you. So that's the decision. I never could decide, do I take my time and let the glory really shine on me for a little bit? But the walk-off grand slam, that's a feeling of satisfaction right there. It has left the bat, and I know it is gone. Like Ozuna, when he hit his home run,
yeah,
he knew it. The other one, though, that I've always wanted, because I think there's no louder stadium, I can't decide if I want to be the goalie or the kicker in a shootout PK situation.
Ooh,
to end a game. Because seeing the ball go into the net is satisfying. Like, I did it. It's gone. It's gone through. Yes. But being the one who stopped that dude from getting the goal to win it all.
Yeah.
Like that, you celebrate harder than anybody when you're the goalie.
And the thing that's cool about that scenario, either side of it that you're on, you're the first person to know.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
You know if you scored or you know if you stopped it. I've seen a couple people saying this, and I just think that would be the coolest. It's like, it's a micro.
That came off my foot. Yeah, I know it's in.
It's a microsecond, but you know before anybody else in the world, and that's super cool. I've seen a couple people text us in. For me, it's not only to slam dunk a basketball, but to posterize somebody. I think that is probably, that looks like the coolest feeling in the world. And I'm sure for a lot of the players that do it, they've done that numerous times. But just to be able to dunk the ball and like dunk over somebody and in their face and just be like, ah, afterwards looks awesome.
Didn't Miles Turner, I think Benedict Mathurin?
Mathurin
just posted a picture of him dunking on Miles Turner.
Yes.
That's funny.
That's the ultimate, like, hey, you want to leave the team? All right. I got something for you, man. I got something for you. Remember that practice tape? Yeah. It was just like when it was me, CA, and Blake a couple years ago. We had Michael Finley on one weekend, and he talked about that story about Grant Williams poking the bear. That was Luka Doncic. Sore topic. I get it. But at practice, and he was like, you ain't like that. Went on like a 17-0 run by himself in the middle of practice. I love those stories where it's like, hey, buddy, you're not on the team anymore. I got something for you. I was going to hide this, but nope, you're not here anymore. I don't got to protect you. From the 6-8-2, any game winning in Game 7, any sport, they just want to be in that Game 7 atmosphere from the 9-0-1 last-second Hail Mary for the win.
Ooh, okay.
We don't see enough of those.
Would you?
That's the thing. You throw that, you don't know.
Yeah.
The first person that's going to know is the person that caught it and comes down with it. And even then, still, they're like, oh crap, is there a flag?
So I've always wondered about, like, you're getting mobbed if you make the catch or whatever. I'm always surprised more people don't get hurt.
Yes.
In that scenario.
Edwin Diaz. Remember he got hurt. You got all those things.
But I also wonder every now and again, if you're the quarterback, what would it be like to just know the result while you're lying on the turf based on, like, it's your home field or you're on the road and you hear that reaction and you're like, I don't even need to see it. I can hear it and I know what happened would be pretty cool.
There's a lot of good options coming in. 877-881-1053, the sports feat of strength that you always wanted to achieve in a big time moment. I like this because this is the ultimate selfless answer from the 469. I played offensive line. Open field lead block on a toss sweep for a touchdown.
It is such a good feeling. I have had that feeling. It's awesome. You know what else is really cool? And I know it stinks in the situation, but when your quarterback throws an interception and you get to chase down the cornerback
and you get to
put a tackle on him as an offensive lineman, and they're like, how the hell did you get all the way over here? And you're like, I have no clue, but I did put you in the ground.
And from the 6-8-2, a Beastquake-style run in a football game. Yeah, like something, it might not even be a playoff game, might not be a championship, but it's one of those legacy-defining plays where it's just like, yeah, remember when he did that?
I wonder when in the run you feel safe. Because on a beast, on that, like, I hit one, I hit two, I hit three, I made a cut. Now, you're always looking for somebody. And even when you see I got 20 yards of free here, you okay. know that somebody fast is trying to come get you.
It's probably because of when we grew up, that whole idea has been ruined by Don Beebe for me. Is I am going as fast as possible to the end zone. And then when I get there and turn around and there's nobody within 20 yards, I'm just going to yell like in your face or something
so
like that.
So once you cross
yeah,
the line.
Yeah, I'm not going to be the person who's going to like let you almost catch him at the five and then be like zigzag and then go into the end zone. That's not going to be me.
Keep those coming
none
in.
None of it's going to be me, but you know.
Oh, yeah, just like me. I was waiting for Corey whenever he said, you know, the posterized dunk when we were talking about that, for him to be like, yeah, Alex always dreamed about that, you know, because he can't.
I have
for
stopped.
For obvious reasons.
I've stopped with the short jokes. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel like that it was appropriate anymore, and I've stopped. I'll bring them back if you want me to.
I'd rather you not, but I appreciate your efforts in stopping. But I'm just making the joke for you, so it's easier for you to abstain. I'm trying to be a good teammate, Corey. But appreciate those coming in. 877-881-1053.
Alec,
yes.
You can answer this question. I just saw y'all's pictures with Athena. I didn't realize how short she is, or are Kevin and Corey giant?
I'm 6'2 and 3/4, according to Mike. Remember, I'm not 6'3.
Yes, that's right. She is pretty short.
Two things can be true at
that's
once.
That's true.
She is short, but these two guys are very tall as well.
We're over average height.
Yes.
Boom.
There you go. Help?
I'm over average weight, too.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and try to find a way to transition from that. We all have a good
come
man
back,
in
soda.
We all have a good Florida man story, don't we?
Yes.
Well, I don't like the way you said that, though, because you didn't say Florida man. You said we love a good Florida man story. Like, the way you said that was weird to me.
Well, I apologize for that. We're going to talk about, Florida Sheriff Grady Judd is going to talk about a situation that happened in Polk County, Florida. He's going to paint the picture for you through his TikTok page. Yes, the sheriff of Polk County has a TikTok page where he just absolutely dunks on idiots that his crew arrests. And this, I don't even need to give you the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Context, because he does a great job of explaining a bit of a terroristic threat situation at a McDonald's.
This goober is called Dayton Schaefer. He's 18. He went to McDonald's. And, you know, human error, they messed his order up. It seems that maybe he didn't get his McNuggets, his chicken McNuggets. Well, you'll find in a second that this guy acted like a McNutt. So this McNutt didn't get his McNuggets from McDonald's. So he calls three times. And on three different occasions, he threatens to shoot the place up. He uses all kinds of foul language.
No.
And on the first call, the manager said, "Sir, if you'll come back, we'll make it right. We apologize." His rant went on, and his rant went on, and his rant went on. So he used his McPhone to make a McThreat to McDonald's, his actual phone number. So it was a slow McPitch for us to make a McRest.
I'm going to need him to
his house, and he said, "Yeah, I made the McPhone calls to McDonald's because I didn't get my McNuggets." You see why I call him a McNutt?
Yes, I see, Sheriff. I know you weren't talking to me, but yes. I figured it out.
I love it.
And he's gone viral because he just dunks on all of these like people that just do stupid things to get themselves arrested for the dumbest reasons. So if you're in Polk County, Florida, just follow the law or you're going to get dunked on TikTok by their sheriff. And yes, he's real. This is their real sheriff. And he does this for all of their dumb arrests.
Can I ask you a question? Does it hurt anymore when somebody uses like an old timey insult on you? Like they don't call you a like, you know,
ragamuffin.
I was going to use a couple different words. And I was like, yeah, if somebody was like, "Oh, that girl, she's a trollop."
Mm-hmm.
Like, would that, do you think that would hurt
what
your
harlot?
Yeah. You think that would hurt your feelings more?
It absolutely would. Because it's like, he just turned the clock back like 40 years on me to remind me of how stupid I am.
Yeah.
That's incredible work.
You'd have been dumb in the past, and now you're dumb in the present.
Exactly, and you got to follow from me.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. What makes an NFL stadium iconic? Next on the Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now. Time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some Gridiron Gravy.
Dip!
And let's
dip and rivet.
Let's start.
Sorry, a guy on Facebook after the Athena picture was posted said that we had the greatest show on the planet until Mike left.
Oh,
in which
hurtful.
I replied, "The ratings say it's just as good. Thank you for the love, though." And then he replied that he thought that putting him with us was a really good bit. Like,
yeah,
him on our show was good. And he wasn't taking a shot at us. And I wasn't taking it that way. But I do want the people to know. The ratings are damn good. Thank you to the Tolos. Y'all keep it up. Y'all are kicking ass right now. We're going to keep doing this show the best way we know how.
Damn right.
And loosely put together.
No.
Not a lot of planning.
Oh, my God. Hey, don't say that. There's a lot of planning. Does it go the way one would think the planning leads you to believe?
How many plans go the way they're supposed to?
No.
I mean, even when you get the plans, like put a toy together, it's like, that's not how it's going to go. It's
okay, well, screwed. Obviously you don't know me. That's exactly the way I'm going to try to put it together. All right, so I did want to tell you this. You were talking about Whataburger Tuesday in Frisco. Mr. John Adams, second president of the United States. This is probably a different person, though. He is going to be here from Ohio to see us at Whataburger. So his question was, how many people drive 16 hours to see you? I would love it if like a contingent from New Mexico and Louisiana and Oklahoma all came to that Whataburger.
Or Japan.
I Sure. That's asking a lot, but I would appreciate it.
I have a friend in Japan.
Yes. Huh. Yes, you do.
He could show up.
All right, let's go from that to, I don't know.
Do they have Whataburger in Japan?
That's a great question. I don't know. We'll see.
I'll ask my friend from Japan.
Okay, please do.
Yes, I'll be there on Tuesday.
Okay, good.
Will you?
Yes. Tristan, yes, I will be there. Tristan Wirfs' report is he's going to miss the start of the regular season after knee surgery. I know yesterday we were talking about long shot odds of Baker Mayfield and the idea of Tampa Bay being a contender in the NFC. Now, we'll see how long that ends up being because it's one or two games. It's not great, but, you know, if it ends up being five, six games, you could see how that would be hugely problematic for Tampa Bay. So wanted to throw that update out there for you.
After we just made them Super Bowl contenders
I
yesterday.
Know.
Jeez.
Now let's go from that to, we didn't bring this up yesterday, and I know Sean and RJ have been talking about it. I'm like vaguely fascinated by it, but not to the same level that they are, was the defensive tackles and the edge rushers, top 10 in the NFL. Do you guys want to start with defensive tackles when you know that there's a good chance we don't have anybody there versus edge, where we probably will?
Let's start with edge then, Kevin.
Okay. So you think that's fair though, right? We don't have a top 10 defensive tackle.
I think Ose is very good.
Okay. How good?
Not top 10 yet.
Okay.
I don't know if he ever will be.
Top 15?
I could make a case for that.
Okay. He finished 21st on the ESPN poll. So he was
he
last
needs to be
in
better.
The also receiving votes.
Like that's a reality is he definitely needs to be better.
For sure.
But I think he's pretty damn good and we're lucky to have him. And I'm hoping that we get to see the best of him this year. The best version of him in this defense.
Leading the way on that, Dexter Lawrence, Chris Jones, Jalen Carter are the top three. But you said start with the edge rushers, and obviously I didn't do that. I apologize for running afoul of you there.
See? All the plans laid out. Guess what happened?
Yeah.
Kevin's derailing the crap out of it.
It kind of changes, and it falls apart and all of that. All right. Who is the number one edge rusher to you in all of the land?
I think I'm going to still go with Myles Garrett.
Well, guess what, Corey? It's Micah Parsons.
No way.
Isn't this usually where you say in your heart, it's Micah Parsons?
Well, I mean, okay, yeah. In my heart, it's Micah Parsons.
Okay, well, that was a stupid answer. It's wrong. Number one on the list, of course, is Myles Garrett.
Okay.
Don't know why you didn't say that.
I think number two would probably be Micah Parsons, then.
Well, guess what? That is also wrong. TJ Watt is second on the list.
All right.
So the highest ranking he got, of course, was first. The lowest he got was third. He was also second last year. Myles Garrett was also first last year. Highest ranking he got was first. Lowest, fourth.
Dude, can I give you a top 10 list?
For sure.
Of defensive ends, sure. Edge rushers?
Mm-hmm.
Myles Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
Micah Parsons.
Okay.
TJ Watt.
Okay.
Nick Bosa.
Okay.
Aiden Hutchinson. Max Crosby. Trey Hendrickson. Jared Verse. Will Anderson. Khalil Mack. Those are all elite players.
Yeah.
Look
Would
at
you
it.
Put Danielle Hunter in that?
Sure.
List?
Yes. No, that's, I just stopped at 10.
Yeah.
And there's still, you got Josh Allen. You got so many more names after that. Brian Burns. I didn't even mention Brian Burns. All these names that you're just like, this is the position where the stars are. And
yeah.
they're the biggest, strongest, fastest athletes out on the field.
So I've always been curious about the chicken and egg situation here. Are the stars there because that's where the money is, or did the money develop more there?
I think that.
Okay.
I think over time, whenever you, and just like the market, the free capital market, Kevin, that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
When wide receivers get better,
yes. Okay,
cornerback,
I got you.
Cornerback money should get better.
Okay, I got you.
Over like as these things, oh, we got to stop this. Well, who's good at what?
Yeah,
and then you see this guy's really good, and when you're, but you're also seeing from these guys exceptional numbers. We're still got to get to that 22 and a half.
Yeah,
Still got to see that one year.
So I'm going to roll through these pretty quickly then.
Okay, my bad.
No, you're fine. Myles Garrett, number one. TJ Watt, two. Micah Parsons, third. The interesting part about that is the lowest ranking he got was sixth.
Mm.
And that, even that feels like a stretch to me. Last year, he was also third, so everything stayed in place. Max Crosby is fourth. Nick Bosa is fifth. They swapped positions from last year. And from there, the rest of the top 10, Trey Hendrickson, Aiden Hutchinson, Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter, and Jared Verse.
Stacked talent.
Like you said, just absolutely. Stacked. All right, let's go from that to, I don't know how much you care about this, but did you see that the Cowboys extended their training camp agreement with Oxnard through the year 2030?
You're kidding me.
I feel like you probably knew.
No, that's cool. I really think that's cool. You're saying, though, that if we make it to 2030 in this thing, that we're going to be going to Oxnard every year.
True.
All right.
What do you think of the odds that we actually make that far?
I don't know. What are good odds?
Even money.
Oh, really? You think that's good odds?
Yeah.
I think we have better odds than that.
Oh, I like it. I hope you're right about that. By the way, what do you think about this? The Cardinals have come up with their premier trip to Dallas for the Cowboys game. Probably, it says Cardinals fans, but realistically, it's probably Cowboys fans. So, for the low, low price of $2,500, you get Cardinals premier travel, in which the team will provide you flight to the Metroplex, two nights in a hotel, a team-sponsored tailgate, welcome reception, and other amenities to go check out this game. Does $2,500 seem like a reasonable amount of money for you?
I feel like you should be able to meet Emmitt Smith. Arizona former Cardinal great.
Yeah. See, Emmitt Smith.
And Cowboys great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mostly, hopefully, mostly Cowboys great.
Yeah, no, that's
great.
A cool deal. And especially since most Cardinals fans are Cowboys fans.
Agreed.
You know?
And then, by the way, shout out to Drake May and his wife. Did you see they donated all of their wedding gifts to a local shelter?
Awesome.
Now, either you can think that will be the fanciest shelter there is, or maybe you just turn that into cash to help fund and upgrade the shelter and everything like that.
The 469, every time y'all talk about odds, I think about Jesus. And I think, Kevin, you've established that no matter what, any random wild-ass bet will never be wilder.
Yeah. And I, like, the number one thing I probably want to talk to the people at Poly Market from is what was the brain trust like to get you the odds on Jesus returning? Because I really want to talk about that. And I guess we'll talk about iconic NFL stadiums another day. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next. Do you have something?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Coming up next, if you could have magically granted an MLB player, past or present, health throughout their career, who would you pick? Let's see if Bo Jackson get votes again. 877-881-1053. We'll do that next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.